Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
My name's Drew Zucchino. I'm the farm manager in communications at Tractor Food and Farms.
We welcome Drew back today to talk with us some more about the many programs going on and some of the real innovative ideas they have at Tractor Food and Farms.
We did one more kind of a pilot program just in Yancey County this year, although we've already expanded into Mitchell towards the end, but the pilot was basically in Yancey, and we were... Rec House has Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, kind of like an open, the food pantries are open. And they typically, the produce they were getting was donated out of Asheville. And by the time it got there, we noticed it was, like we were saying before, it's just not nutritious. It had lost its nutritional value because it's just been sitting. And that's why, you know, the food pantry gets it, because it's going to waste anyway. So it's great to have food, but it's not necessarily a healthy alternative for people who need, who don't have access to healthy food. So we thought, well, what if we tap into our farmers and see what they can produce and start bringing the local food, the fresh local food, the fresh picked local food to the food pantry. So it was a hit and it worked. And we did over 20 tons of produce, of locally sourced produce, to Rec House alone for people in need. And we're just filling bins of cabbage and potatoes and corn, and we probably drop off 2 tons a week sometimes. And it went. So the need is there.
The need is there. So what happens is you guys take the produce that you're getting, you get it to Reconciliation House, and then they have their regular schedule where they just open it up, and anybody, I've seen information about, you know, you just, anybody can go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in order for the farmers to afford letting you have the produce and doing that, there's grants or the program set up, and that pays the farmers.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as Tractor's operations goes, it's pretty interesting. My job is to coordinate with the farmers what we can absorb to take to the food pantry. So, you know, I'll talk to Farmer Terry, and I'll say, Terry, we need, if you can do in July, 100 bushel of potatoes, we can take that. So that's where I start, and I do that on 30 to 50 farmers annually to get them set up to grow for these programs. And then after that, they work with Becca to work out a price. She's our sales manager. She'll work out a price with them, and then they'll bring it in. We'll store it in our facility, and Rec House will give us a call, let us know what they can take. And then out of our facility, where we have coolers and washing and grading lines and, you know, shared use equipment for farmers, we'll throw that in their refrigerated truck and take it over to Rec House.
Wow. It's just amazing. So now the funding for that is another grant, I take it. Is that where the funding comes from?
Correct, yeah. Kind of a slew of grants. Yeah. So we'll invoice Rec House again. Well, instead of invoicing Rec House or the food pantries, because we're expanding again, probably into 4 or 5 different counties, more food pantries. Instead of invoicing Rec House or the food pantry, we'll invoice the grant, and then the money comes from the grant to pay the farmers.
Well, wow. Well, that's really neat. You do it at Reconciliation House. There are others that you said you might have gotten a little bit into Mitchell County.
We did. We got up with Neighbors Feeding Neighbors.
Oh, okay.
We had a lot of a winter crop. They had a need because, you know, things really slow down as far as what's coming off. And, you know, they don't serve just Mitchell. They serve
serve anybody,
like
3 or 4
counties, a couple thousand families.
Right. And again, the same thing. You just work with them, whatever they can use. Just amazing that I guess the thing that amazes me the most, first of all, it works so well, which we know the need is there, and that's not a question. But that I find it fascinating that the produce is there. It sounds like when you talk multiple tons of this, that, and the other, you think, they're not growing that much in Mitchell and Yancey and Avery counties, and they are.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's room for more now. So if you were into agriculture, you were growing even a 1/4 acre, you know, to 10 acres, there's potential to sell it now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it was just too much of a hassle
and
too much risk.
Yeah.
But we have set values that, you know, if you get in one of these windows, we're going to pay you for what you bring and for what you grow. And depending on the quality of it, you probably will get a better price than any wholesale.
So if folks have considered that, if folks have a little bit of land or maybe do already do some gardening and they want to consider maybe finding out more about the program, again, just call.
Yeah, give me a call. Ask for Drew when you call Tractor, and I'll go as far as coming to check out what you got and then laying it out for you, what we can absorb and what we can pay for. Nice. If you would like some supplemental income and you want to keep it in the community.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. Well, that's just one of many programs. You got two or three different things going on right now.
The clinical referral and the Healthy Harvest are our programs that work with people in need. Like I said, we have the CSA, which is just open to the community to purchase a bag of produce weekly. And then we also have a shared use equipment program for farmers. We have over $100,000 worth of agricultural equipment for rent at very reasonable price, basically just to cover our operations. And then we also have an agricultural land lease program. This is the last program, I promise, but we have two farms, one south of Micahville on Highway 80 and then one off of Horton Creek. Together, there are about 30 acres of agricultural land available for lease. If anyone's interested, you can get in touch with me about that, but we can set you up with some farmland if you're interested in starting an operation or expanding an operation. We'll go through a vetting process, but we'd love to get farmers on there. This year, we did 27 acres out there produce, so, you know,
it's... Well, that's pretty cool. So, again, if folks want more information about any of the programs, sure you don't have one more in your hat there somewhere you can...
We have, yeah. I'll just pick one off the shelf here.
Yeah, there you go.
But, that is what we've got going on, and it is enough to keep us busy. We do have one more program.
Go ahead and tell me about it.
We're still doing wholesale sales for farmers of a certain scale.
Right.
So, if you know, you are growing...
Really bunches of
really big volumes, then you can also get in touch with us and we can run you through the wholesale program because the food pantries can't absorb and we got to share the love
right
where we're buying produce. So anything agricultural, just give us a call.
And way back somewhere before we started on however many programs this turns out to be, there is, through the end of the year, the match program going on. I think it was a $10,000.
$10,000. Any contribution up to $10,000 would be matched.
And so you're working feverishly to get the rest of that $10,000 before the end of the calendar year. So you got a few days left. Consider making a donation because if you give $50, it turns into $100.
Mm-hmm. And then even more so, it's just a pure investment in the community.
Right.
None of this money leaves.
Yeah.
It all stays here, and it's all reinvented through our local economy. It goes towards supporting people in need and the farmers who grow the food to do that.
Thank you to our guest both today and yesterday, Drew Zucchino of Tractor Food and Farms. Now, this was a two-part community close-up, so be sure to go to our website and just go to where it says Community Close-Up and listen to the first part if you didn't get to hear it and find out about all the many innovative projects going on with Tractor Food and Farms. And we appreciate Drew spending some time with us. Again, thank you to Drew Zucchino of Tractor Food and Farms. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.